Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in Masechta Pesachim. We are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Vav, and Zion says the Mishnah as follows. In the past, we've been discussing the issue of working on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir adds on, Kol Malacha Sheyischal Ba Kodim L'Arbasar, Gomer B'Arbasar. If you started any work before the 14th Erev Pesach, you can finish it before Chatzos on the 14th, even in a place where the minhag is not to do the work on Erev Pesach. You can't start the work on the 14th, even though the work is necessary for Yontif, and you can finish before Chatzos, assuming you're in a place where the minhag is not to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Now, even in a place where the minhag is not to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, Rav Meir doesn't allow work to begin under any circumstances. And the Chachamim say that there are certain things that can begin before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. V'chachamim omrim shalosh umanios osin melacha b'arvei pesachim ha'chatzos. There are three groups of people can begin work on Erev Pesach, so long as it's a tzorech hamoed, that there's a necessity for Yom Tov. These are them. Hachayatan, hasaparim, bakosim, the tailors, the barbers, and the launderers. All right? Those people work because their work is necessary for people to have clean clothes for Yontif, or to have a clean haircut before Yontif. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, af haratanim, even the shoemakers can make shoes for those who need shoes on Yontif. They can be able to go ahead and proceed. Now, we have identified this idea of working on Erev Pesach after Chatzos as an issue of halacha, not minhag. We've identified the understanding that there is a concept called Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed, it's also halacha that we're not allowed to do malacha. On Erev Pesach, it's only things that are considered malacha. On Chol HaMoed, we also have something called tircha yisera, extra labor, even if it's not an actual malacha. So the Mishnah is now going to identify three examples of what one does and where there's a differentiation between the two, Erev Pesach on the one hand versus Chol HaMoed on the other. Moshivin shovachim letarnigolim barbas, so you can put eggs under chickens on the 14th of Nisan. There's no malacha over there, and so therefore you can do it on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. However, you cannot put eggs under chickens on Chol HaMoed. That's tircha yisera. That's extra labor, and it's not allowed. But tarnigolish shabarcha machzirin osala mekoma. When you have a chicken that ran away, so then you can put it back to its place, even on Chol HaMoed, despite the fact that there's a tircha in doing this, because otherwise the eggs would be ruined. B'meisa moshivin acheres tachtar. And by the way, if the chicken died, you can take another chicken and put it on top of the eggs over here. Why? Because not to do so would be a loss to the eggs, right? Now, this assumes that the first chicken sat on the eggs for 3 days, because the failure to do so would be a failure to continue what's called the brooding process, and that would cause a loss over here. So garfin mitachas, that's a davar aved, we call it. Garfin mitachas ragli behema barbasar, a person can clear away the shmutz, the dung, the tzoa, from under an animal's feet on the 14th of Nisan after Chatzos, but not take it and take it out to the dung heap. You can't go ahead and take it out to the pile in the yard. You can only push it to the side. And taking out to the heap is tircha yiseris, extra tircha, that one is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Molichin mevin kelim mibeis ha'uman, avu pisheinam l'tzorech ha'moed. On Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you can also go ahead and bring stuff to Luis the Fix-It Man, right, from Sesame Street, to be fixed at a later time. And you can take things back from the Fix-It shop, even though there is, even though it's not a tzorech ha'moed, even though it's not needed for Yom Tov. However, on Chol HaMoed, where tircha yiseir is involved, you're not allowed to even go ahead unless, of course, you need it as a tzorech ha'moed. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.